Thursday, 21st week, Ordinary Time 1. The first reading from the first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 3, verses 7 to 13. For this reason, brethren, in all our distress and affliction, we have been comforted about you to your faith. For we now live, if you stand fast in the Lord, for what thanksgiving can we render to God for you? For all the joy which we feel for your sake before our God, praying earnestly night and day that we may see you face to face and supply what is lacking in your faith. Now, may our God and Father Himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all men as we do to you, so that He may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all His saints. Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 24, verses 42 to 51. Watch therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the householder had known in what part of the night the thief were coming, he would have watched and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you must also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom his master has set over his household to give them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Truly I say to you, he will set him over all his possessions. But if that wicked servant say to himself, my master is delayed, and begin to beat his fellow servants, and eat and drink with the drunken, the master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour he does not know, and will punish him, and put him with the hypocrites. There men will weep and clasp their teeth. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Be always persevere in training. Many people tend to delay till tomorrow what they could do today, because they think they have plenty of time to do it. Vietnamese adages have many sentences to oppose this tendency. For example, what you can do today, don't delay until tomorrow. Or, don't wait until water comes to your feet, then jump. Or, if you don't foresee, bad things shall happen. This tendency is more dangerous for the spiritual life and The devil know how to do it to destroy the people's soul. The faithful, especially the young, often think they have their whole life to prepare for the last day, so they could fully enjoy all worldly things and wait until their old age to repent and to return to God. Moreover, God is the merciful Father. They only need a few minutes on their deathbed to repent. It is still enough to enter the heaven at one of the two thieves on the right side of Jesus. Many people have the same attitude toward Lot, because they do not know what is their last moment on earth. Many died at their young age. Moreover, it is not easy to repent when they are so deeply in sin. Either they no longer want to escape, or they have no power to do it. Today's reading gives us two cases to teach us that we must always be persevered in training while we wait for Christ's second coming. In the first reading, St. Paul illustrated by his own life, he found all possible ways to advise, to teach, and to pray for the Thessalonians so that they could be firm in their faith and become holy and blameless and be worthy to welcome Christ in his second coming. In the Gospel, Jesus illustrated by the story of an owner who divided duty for his servants before he got away. He shall come back at the time which they least expect and shall reward or punish them depending on what he found. Second analysis. First reading. All must be prepared for Christ's second coming. Third point. The faithful must always orient their life to the last day, because this is the final goal of their life. St. Paul clearly stated about this day, "May the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all men, as we do to you, so that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints." St. Paul mentioned the two things which the faithful must train to help them. First, to be firm in their faith. The faith which the faithful receive on the baptismal day is only a seed. The faithful needs to train so that seed might grow, become a big tree, and bear fruit. Faith is never considered as pure knowledge or happened in a moment. It must be expressed by action in one whole life, so that he might overcome all trials and sufferings of his life. Second, to be pure and holy. The faithful must prepare for their life by expelling all bad habits and evil tendencies. and by training to possess all necessary virtues like God, who is good and holy. Second point, the faithful must train themselves during their life on earth. The faithful are not the dreamers from their head is on heaven, but their body is closer to the bed. In opposition, they must train their soul and body in the way to achieve true above purpose. Look at what St. Paul did for his faithful. We recognize the following important lessons. First, he sincerely cared for his faithful so that they might have a firm faith. He wrote, "Brethren, in all our distress and affliction, we have been comforted about you through your faith. For now we live if you stand fast in the Lord." The joy he had is to see them growing up in the Lord. For what thinking can we render to God for you? For all the joy which we feel for your sake before our God. Second, he prayed and asked God to fill up what is lacking. As a human being, everyone had weaknesses and shortcomings. St. Paul knew that, no matter how hard he tried, it is not enough for the faithful to become perfect. So he relied on his prayer. He wrote, "Praying earnestly, night and day, that we may see you face to face and supply what is lacking in your faith." Third, he often visited to encourage them. The spiritual leaders, such as parents, godparents, pastors, etc., have a duty to care for the faith of those whom we have responsibility their whole life, not only on their baptismal day or the period which they live with us. St. Paul always tried to find opportunities to return to visit and to encourage the communities he established. When he could not come, he wrote to them. And lastly, he developed charity and let it dwell in the community. Charity is the most important virtue of the faithful. Recognize it important, St. Paul advised his faithful, "May the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all men as we do to you." Second, the gospel. We must prepare to come to God when we still have time. Jesus revealed to us this important information about the last day in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24 and 25. First, that day shall certainly be happened. Secondly, only the Father knows the day and the hour when it happened. To prepare for that day, people need to do the following things. First, to be prepared. The unexpected element shall happen on the last day. Therefore, all need to be prepared. Today, God pours you the image of a thief to emphasize the unexpected element. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief were coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. To be prepared is to have all necessary things to present before God, such as to have a strong faith in God, to love and to help others, and to be clean of all sin. Second, to fulfill our daily duties. After having been prepared, the faithful need to fulfill their daily duties. One test to recognize who is the wise and faithful person is to visit them unannounced. If one always works hard, no matter if his master present or absent, and always fulfilled his duty, he is the wise and faithful person whom his master can trust and give all important tasks to him. Third, to be awake and to wait for our Lord by living every day like our last day. One danger which often happens for the faithful is that they shall not happen for a long time. This is a sure temptation of the devil, and many people fell in this trap. Some said that, "I am still young, so that God shall not call me. I will enjoy my life to the fullest and repent when I am old." Other reason, "I don't need to be a Christian now, because if I am, I must keep countless of laws and make confession. I shall wait until I lie on the deathbed. Then I shall convert, because the good Lord shall also pay me a denarius, even I worked only 1 hour." But they forgot about the unexpected element of life. God can take them away when they are unprepared, as the unworthy servant in today's reading. Application in life. We must always be prepared for the last day by making our faith grow, by eliminating bad habits, and by training to possess the virtues and to be more holy every day. We must try to fulfill God's given mission. We must try hard to care for those whom we are responsible for, to have a firm faith and a holy life. Thank you. Amen.